You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Richard Kaufman and Gordon Brand Jr.
Hello and welcome to the latest Race to Dubai show as Anirban Lahiri becomes the hometown hero at the Indian Open.
It's incredible. You know, I really didn't think that I had a fighting chance when I came out today. I still can't believe it.
That's his second title in 3 weeks, and he did it in style, beating compatriot SSP Chaurasia in a playoff.
It's a great week this week, but I play very well last three rounds, but the final round I'm playing very bad.
All the news and reaction to come from India, as well as reflecting on Darren Clark's appointment as the European Ryder Cup captain.
Huge honour, huge privilege to follow in the steps of so many great European captains. And just hope we can do as good a job as they have all done in the past.
So all that to come over the next 25 minutes or so. Hello and welcome to the Race to Dubai show. Gordon Brown Jr., two times Ryder Cup player alongside me. Gordon, good morning to you. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you, Richard.
Good. Have you recovered from watching that final round yesterday? Because it was quite remarkable.
Well, it was something to watch, wasn't it? I mean, played on a very tight golf course. The wind was blowing and really nowhere to hit the ball, and the scores reflected that.
Yeah, some people might look at it and think the standard of play wasn't very good, was it, at Delhi Golf Club? But isn't that the nature of the golf course?
Well, it's the nature of the golf course, but it's the nature of actually trying to win on the European Tour. It's not an easy process to do. And when you've got a very tight golf course, there's no bailout, I'm not surprised that a lot of people struggled.
They did. One man that came through in the end, of course, has won three times on that golf course before. He's the top-ranked player heading into the week as well, Anirban Lahiri. It's just been a remarkable couple of weeks for him, hasn't it?
Well, it's been a remarkable 12 months. He's won four times in the last 12 months, only to be overtaken by Rory McIlroy. He now is second in the Race of Dubai. He's going to play in the Masters, and it's a dream come true for him.
Yeah, it was a remarkable final day, though. I mean, if we go back, there'll be... Well, got to be at least half a dozen players that will be heading to the aeroplane or the hotel room kicking something because they had chances. Marcus Fraser, SSP Chaurasia, Sidica, Joachim Lagergren, Raymond Wattel, all could have really at some point won that golf tournament.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it was mistakes they made. It wasn't as though people were rushing up in catching them up. They were giving the tournament away. You know, make a birdie, then make a double bogey, hit it in the trees here or there. It was just, just open your wallet and let it fly away.
I suppose the only time Anirban Lahiri actually led on his own was once he won that playoff when he made a birdie for Chaurasia. Obviously, in all sorts of problems. He looked a spent force, actually, once the 72nd hole had been completed. He looked absolutely shattered, didn't he? But, of course, great joy for Anirban Lahiri. I'm delighted to say he joins us now from Bangalore. Anirban, hello. Has it all sunk in yet?
Not quite, Richard. It's been quite a whirlwind 3 weeks, and I've just landed home as we speak now. I think over the next two or three days, it's probably going to start all coming together.
And of course, you've got a lot of planning to do now. Next stop's America, if I'm not right.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Richard. I'm going to be heading to Doral by the end of this week for WGC. And thereafter, probably going to take a little bit of time off and come back home, prepare for the Masters, and try and play Shell Houston Open before that. So there's going to be a lot of transcontinental travel for me now from Bangalore.
Listen, you're making headlines not just in India, but around the world. I suppose there's a good chance that, you know, some sponsors will be looking and say, let's get this guy in the field. So I suppose you'll be hoping for a few events in America between Doral and the Masters.
Absolutely. That would be fantastic. You know, it's always been a goal, a dream of mine to play on the PGA Tour, and any invitations and any opportunities, I'd be really, really happy to take them and play. And obviously, I feel like I'm playing well, and it'd be a great time for me to go there and try and make a mark.
Let's talk a little bit about what happened yesterday. I asked you before, as it all sunk in, you start the day seven shots off the lead, Anirban. First of all, how much of a chance did you really feel you had? And could you believe what you were seeing every time you walked past the leaderboard?
Well, the funny thing, Richard, is I honestly didn't think I had... I really didn't think I had a chance. Simply because, the way SSP and Sidica were playing, it seemed to always play in Delhi Golf Club. They don't really make a lot of mistakes. I really think I had a chance, but I didn't really look at the leaderboard till the ninth hole. And I suddenly found that I was only one back playing the ninth. And that came to me as a big surprise. But I think I knew at that point of time that, you know, if I was within three or four shots going into the back nine, I'd have a pretty good chance of, you know, putting up a fight.
That chip in at 17, off the green, like you did in Malaysia on the 17th. Something about the 17th hole on the last day for you the last few weeks.
It's been a lucky number 17 for me, I guess, Richard. But yeah, I mean, that was key. That was clutch. I mean, I knew that, you know, you don't want to try and make eagle coming down 18, not in a situation like that. So that was definitely the shot of the week for me.
Yeah, it was a fantastic moment. You must be aware of the fact when you're headed to the playoff that you won your first three Asian Tour events at Delhi Golf Club, all in playoffs.
Yeah, I know. It's a funny feeling. I remember, you know, standing on the 18th tee box waiting for SSP to join me, and I had John Paramore with me standing there waiting as well. And I said, hey, John, this really doesn't feel strange because I've been here quite a few times. I know what to do now. So it was definitely quite comforting to be in a playoff. I know it sounds quite strange, but I've been in three playoffs previously and having come out on top all three times before, it kind of gave me a lot of positivity.
So now you're the Indian Open champion. You're a two-time European Tour winner. When you head to Doral and you head down Magnolia Lane to play the Masters, how much do you think you can achieve?
Honestly, I don't know, Richard. 6 months back, I really didn't imagine I'd be in this position because I was fighting to save you know, my card and my life in the European Tour. And it all seemed like it was going to slip away to the last three holes where I managed to get over the line just about. You know, I can't really fast forward to another even 3 weeks from now and predict what's going to happen. Things have happened so fast and, you know, so quickly that everything seems to be happening in a blur. Like the whole, you know, when you skip a few minutes in a movie and you don't quite know what happened before, but you know what the end is like. So it's taking a little bit of time for me to catch up with myself. And I'm just trying to stay in the present. And if I can keep playing well, I think I'll keep moving in the right direction. And I think that's all I need to focus on right now.
Yeah, I mean, you say it's been a bit of a blur. I mean, you know what you've been through in the last 12 months. But, you know, 12 months ago, you hadn't won outside of India. You do that. Then you get your European Tour card. You win twice on the European Tour. You've got married as well. Ipsa, your wife, she must be thinking this golf game's easy.
Well, the good thing is that, you know, we've known each other for a far longer time than the, you know, 8 or 9 months that we've been married. So she's kind of seen, you know, seen me, known me from even before I'd won the first time on tour. So she's kind of seen me, you know, go up the ladder slow and steady. And then this recent, you know, state of good results. It's fantastic to have that stability in my personal life. And to have her now with me when I do go to America. I'm really excited and looking forward to that.
Well, listen, congratulations from me personally as well, Anirban. It's been wonderful to watch over the last few weeks as well as the last few years as well. You've worked very hard for it and enjoy your success.
Thank you so much, Richard. Thank you.
It's wonderful for the game of golf, isn't it? I mean, India is a country where golf is on the rise. I mean, it's a country of over a billion people. It's one of the most populous countries in the world. A chance for Anirban Lahiri here to become a huge, huge star. He's got to have the right mindset, hasn't he, though, to cope with what's coming his way?
Well, it'll be all new steps forward for him now. It will be it'd be very difficult, and because the limelight's going to be on him, he's going to be looked at as the national superstar golfer. And, you know, we just hope that he continues that form that he's had already the last 12 months, and there's no reason he shouldn't do.
Well, let's give you some stats from Anirban Lahiri. Thanks to this victory, it's his second European Tour international schedule win in his 41st European Tour event. He moves up to second in the Race to Dubai rankings and up to 34th in the world rankings. He's the first Q School graduate to record multiple victories the year after graduation since Brandon Grace in 2012. And it's the first time since 2008 that India have recorded multiple victories in the same European Tour season. In 2008, India won three times. Of course, it could have been another Indian who won yesterday. The man that Lahiri pipped to the post was another of those home favourites, SSP Chaurasia. He's got to be frustrated, though, Gordon, hasn't he, with the way that final round unfolded?
76 in the last round. I mean, it's not very often you get a chance to shoot 75 and win a tour event. No wonder he looked exhausted, because he's hanging on for dear death. And as you said, he's one of many that are going to look back and think, that's when I've given away.
Yeah, four times a runner-up now at the Indian Open. It has to hurt. Well, let's hear from Chaurasia and how he is feeling.
It's a great week this week, but I play very well last three rounds, but the final round I'm playing very bad. I just hit a few bad shots, so, but it's okay.
Why was that? Why did the form desert you on the last day?
Actually, it's a little bit windy also, and obviously the problem is a little bit windy, basically, so that's the main reason.
And yet, are you proud of yourself of hanging in there and still forcing the playoff?
Yes. I bogeyed in the 17, because I was 8-under after 15, and the 16 bogey, and then I'm trying to get one more birdie, but still not. But anyway, I lost playoff, so try next time.
Yeah, it was a huge carrot as well, chance to get back his European Tour car. But as he says, next time, and he is off to Johannesburg for the Joburg Open. We'll talk about that in a little while. But as we've mentioned already, so many players could have won. One of those, Marcus Fraser, in a group of four players who just missed out on the playoff. And it was a few wayward shots on the back nine that cost the Australian.
Frustrating. Pretty used to it. So, had a chance on that back nine to sit some terrible shots off, with terrible tee shot off, I think, 13, and made double there, and then terrible tee shot off 16, made bogey there, and that was it. Just struggled all day, really, but I think it was just a little bit jumpy all day, and yeah, just couldn't, did well to sort of stay thereabouts with the putter, but I'm almost sick of the putter getting me out of trouble all the time. I need to play some decent golf instead of all the other rubbish, so it's frustrating, only missing the playoff by a shot, but definitely had a lot of chances there, and feel like it probably shouldn't have gone to a playoff.
On hole there, didn't even need the putter. Were the stars aligned when you chipped in?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many putts I had today, but it wasn't many, but I felt like I had a lot of hits, so frustrating day, but all in all, it's a great, fun golf course to play. I wish we could play this golf course every week. It gives you options off every single tee, and no other course does that all year, so it's just a brilliant golf course, and I wish we could keep coming here more and more.
But he didn't sound like he had too much fun, did he, really? The players looked exhausted. It was such a mental torture at times for them. How do you, Gordon, pick yourself up off the floor when you've had such a near miss like half a dozen of these players have?
Yeah, I mean, Fraser with a big sigh there, he needs to really buck himself up, because he's almost beaten himself up too much. It's fine beating yourself up, but do something about it.
OK, wise words from Gordon Brown Jr. So to the tips that we had last week in our fantasy race to Dubai, Ewan Murray went with Arjun Atwal, of course, a former champion. In the end, Arjun finished in a tie for 31st, and Dan Roebuck went with Wade Ormsby, who finished in a tie for 39th. So they weren't really that close, were they? But we shouldn't shout that too loud, because we've got to do our tips a little bit later. As for the European Tour's Fantasy Race to Dubai game, congratulations to David Hogan, who won this week with his team named Miguel, along with the most interesting man in golf. David's team included Lahiri, Lagergren, Wattel and Marcus Fraser. In the overall race, Dix 180 remains in the lead for the second straight week as the only player with more than 5 million points. My team, Kaufman's Milky Men, they're going quite well as well, but I think I'm something like 4,500, so I've got a bit of work to do over the next few weeks to get close to Dix 180, haven't I? To pick your fantasy team, and it's not too late, make sure you visit the European Tour website. Go to europeantour.com/myeuropeantour. Let's count you down the top 10 then from the Hero Indian Open. Starting at number 10, and it's been a good few weeks, hasn't it, for the left-handed American Paul Peterson. He was 10th in a tie for 7th. Sidica, Richard McAvoy, Roman Wattel, they all finished at 5-under par. In a tie for 3rd, one shot off the playoff, it was Marcus Fraser, Pryor Mark-Seng, Mitten Pereira and Joachim Lagergren of Sweden. And then, of course, Chaurasia beaten in that playoff by Anirban Lahiri after both players had finished at 7-under par. So what has that done to the Race to Dubai standings? Well, let's run you down the top 10 there. Alex Noren at number 10, Tongchai Jaidi at number 9, Mark Warren at 8, Gary Stahl at 7, Bernd Wiesberger at 6, Rory McIlroy at 5, Brandon Grace is at number 4, Ross Fisher at 3, Anna Banahiri, nice move now, from 7 to 2nd on the standings, with Danny Willett the only man ahead of him now on the European Tour Race to Dubai. Over in the States, it's congratulations to James Hahn, who won the Northern Trust Open in California. It was the Americans' maiden PGA Tour victory, beating Dustin Johnson and Paul Casey in a playoff. So, Gordon, what does that do to the world rankings?
We start at 10. It leaves Martin Kaymer at 10th, Jordan Spieth at 9th, Justin Rose at 8, Jim Furyk, Lyon at 7, Sergio Garcia at 6, Adam Scott at 5, Jason Day at 4, Henrik Stenson 3, Bubba Watson at number 2, and leading by a mile is Rory McIlroy.
Excellent. Well, the big news coming out of the European Tour HQ at Wentworth this week was that a five-man committee voted for Darren Clarke as the man to lead Europe at the Ryder Cup in Hazeltine next year. The 2011 Open champion has played in the biennial contest 5 times, featuring on the winning side on 4 occasions. He was also a vice-captain under Colin Montgomery and Jose Maria Olazabal in the European wins in 2010 and 2012, respectively. Gordon, was that the only decision, really?
Yes, I think it was. I mean, it seemed to be very much player-led, which was great. It has to be player-led because the players are hitting the shots. They have to have confidence in the man that is actually trying to take them down this path. So I think it was a great decision. We've seen Darren play some Ryder Cups. K-Club was incredibly emotional for him. He's a hard man. He's won the British Open. He knows everybody and everyone loves him. He's a big part of the European Tour, so it's a good decision for me.
Weren't too many others in the running. I suppose the man who maybe feels most disappointed to have missed out is Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Well, I mean, yes. I mean, the guy just keeps on going, doesn't he? Into his 50s, still winning. His time will come, if at all. You know, there's an awful lot of good men that have an opportunity of captain in the Ryder Cup. Miguel said, if I can't be captain, I'll get the clubs out and play in it.
Well, we wish him the best of luck in trying to do that. But let's hear from the new captain, Darren Clarke, shall we? This was his reaction when he found out.
Yeah, obviously delighted. Huge honour. Huge privilege to follow in the steps of so many great European captains. And just hope I can do as good a job as they've all done in the past, you know, especially of late. Europe have been performing unbelievably well, and I hope the team that goes to Hazeltine can do exactly the same again. There's been a lot of speculation about, as you say, you know, between Miguel, Thomas and myself. I've had a very long past 2.5 hours waiting for the announcement, and I'm sure the other couple of guys have as well. But it's nice now that they made their decision, and you know, I'm fortunate that they've given me the captaincy, and I look forward to doing the best I can. The guys, a lot of them all come out in support of me, which again was very flattering. Most of the guys that have been the previous team, nearly all of them, they're all good friends anyway. So they've known me. I've played with them for many years in tour. Maybe Rory not so many years in tour. He's not out there that long, but I've known him very long, for a long time. But, you know, I know all the guys really well. I'd like to consider them all friends of mine, and that makes things a little bit easier. But certainly to have them coming out and supporting me was, you know, was very special.
Well, of course, he just mentioned in that interview that he's had a lot of support, hasn't he, from the players. Well, we can hear from a few of them. Luke Donald, Rory McIlroy, and first Sergio Garcia.
It's great. I think we had a couple of really good choices with him and Jimenez. I heard that Thomas was thrown in the hat at the end. But, yeah, I think we had two or three very good choices or possibilities. And Darren, I think it's, you know, it's a great one. I hope that Miguel hopefully gets the next one in France. I think it would be good for him and for Spain and everything and for Europe. But I know he's very thrilled about it, so it should be good.
Yeah, obviously Darren, you know, his playing career and his Ryder Cup records and the amount of experience he has in Ryder Cups playing and being vice captains speaks for itself. I think it seemed like the natural choice. He seemed like the favourite to pick up the captaincy. And you know, obviously it sounds like Davis Love's going to be the captain on the opposing team, and they're very good friends. It'll be an interesting amalgamation between those two. But, yeah, I think Darren's going to do a great job.
think it's great. You know, Darren, you know, obviously a stalwart of the European Tour, played in a lot of Ryder Cups, Open champion, has been a part of the team for so many years. You know, he's a great choice to be captain. I think everyone in America loves him as well. You know, that he's got a great rapport over there with the fan base, and he'll be really well received. So, you know, couldn't think of a better guy to play under in 2016.
Gordon, obviously you're a Ryder Cup man. You've played and you've won the Ryder Cup. Do we overplay the importance of the captain?
No, I don't think you can overplay the captain. He's your front man. There's a path to be led down, and I think he has to take an awful lot of the decisions, the hard decisions, certainly when it comes to the tournament. But, you know, it's a talisman there. It's someone that you respect and look up to. And I think, well, you know, a bad captain can certainly make a mush of the team. So you need someone that you've got respect for, that you want to play for them.
And I suppose one of the decisions he's going to have to make over the next months before, obviously, he starts thinking about who's going to be his team is, who's he going to choose as vice-captains? Does he turn to some of those former captains that have had such great success over the last few years?
You know, I always look at it, why didn't you bring the young ones in? But the young ones aren't actually involved in that situation. So, yeah, it wouldn't be surprising if McGinley's a right-hand man. They brought in Des Smith last year, Sam Torrance. So I would imagine you might, you know, Miguel may come in. So I think you've got to pull in players that have either been very close to the Ryder Cup or played in team events to actually support the rest of the team, know what they're looking for.
Let's turn to other news now, shall we? And last week, the European Tour announced that it's to increase the prize fund for their flagship event, the BMW PGA Championship, by £250,000, meaning the purse is at £5 million. If you want to watch Rory McIlroy defend his title from May the 21st to the 24th, well, head to the European Tour website for tickets or ring our ticketing hotline, which is 0800 023 2557. Two more superstar names have been added to the field at the Irish Open at the end of May at Royal County Down. They are Ernie Els and Sergio Garcia. Brandon Grace, who's fourth in the Race to Dubai, won the Dimension Data Pro-Am by two shots at Fancourt on the Sunshine Tour. And finally, Lee Westwood shared on Instagram a video of him picking the ball out of the hole after a 15th hole-in-one. Well, congratulations to him. Go and have a look. It's pretty amusing. But this week, the European Tour heads back to South Africa for the Joburg Open at the Royal Johannesburg and Kensington Golf Club. Gordon, what sort of test is this going to be for the players?
Good test. The South African courses are immaculate, great weather, very much tree-lined courses, inland courses. And I always loved going down to South Africa playing there. I thought it was a great place. Played the Sunshine Tour in my early days. So, you know, this kicks off the South African run, so they'll be thoroughly looking forward to this Joburg Open.
So what sort of field has it attracted?
Oh, it's a very good field. I mean, obviously, there's a massive South Africans playing, but we've got Darren Clark, David Howell, Richard Sterney, George Kotsia, Ricardo Gonzalez and Alex Noren and Thomas Aiken. So, you know, a top-class field. And when you look at the tournament, it's a bit like India last week. It really does favour the South Africans.
OK, so you're hinting there.
I'm hinting.
At your tip for this week. Is it going to be one of the locals?
It is. I'm going to go for Sterney.
Richard Sterney?
Yeah. Well, he's a good, strong player, likes, you know, he tends to play better in South Africa than he does in the rest of Europe. So he's going to be my main call.
Yeah, I think he's looking to win the tournament for a third time.
Good call that is.
Well, I'm going to go for a non-local, though. Obviously, we've seen a lot of good French victories, haven't we, over the last 12 months.
Bordy.
Correct.
Right.
You're reading my mind.
Because he's the only other Frenchman in the team. He's the only one in there.
Yeah, and he's been playing actually very well the last few weeks. Didn't play last week in India, but he's had a really solid year after a few problems last year. I think he had a cycling accident at the beginning of last year. That set him back a little. And, of course, other French players have come to the fore, De Buisson or even Gary Stahl winning, obviously, a few weeks ago in that remarkable victory in the turnaround against Martin Kaymer. So I'm going to go for Gregory Bordy. Just to remind us again, Gordon, you're going for
Sterney.
Richard Sterney. Lovely. Well, that's just about all from us two for now. Many congratulations once again to Anna Banlahiri for his second win. We'll be back next week to reflect on events in South Africa and preview the Africa Open at the East London Golf Club. Until then, you can stay up to date with all the latest news from the European Tour via Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. But for now, from Gordon Brown Jr. and myself, Richard Kaufman,
Goodbye.
Have a great week.